This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. On the way here tonight, another Border Patrol internal checkpoint worth talking about. Daryl's got that story. Plus, the social credit system in China. That's all coming up here. Plus, I just found a headline about another lemonade stand being shut down by the police. We'll tell you where and what happened this time. Here in a little bit with you tonight, by the way. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
But apparently David Copperfield has been on trial.
Oh.
You know, the world-famous magician who's made all kinds of things disappear, like the Statue of Liberty and the space shuttle, I think, at one point. He made disappear, allegedly.
I don't know. Those aren't real anyways, Ian. They're easy to disappear. Just take the green screen away.
According to the story at TheGuardian.com, the illusionist David Copperfield's been found. And by the way, he is younger than I thought he was. I figured he'd be getting pretty old. He's actually in his early 60s. He's 61.
All right.
Been found negligent but not financially responsible for a British tourist's injuries during a signature vanishing act that used participants from the audience of a show in Las Vegas in 2013. Now, I guess if you'd ever wondered if David Copperfield uses plants, you know, which is kind of the industry term, right, for somebody who's with him,
right,
but in the audience, and then he sort of picks them randomly. He's picking his own confederate. This person, obviously not a plant because he sued. Gavin Cox.
Plants can sue.
I guess, but Gavin Cox and his wife, Min Han Cox, alleged negligence by the multimillionaire magician, the MGM Grand Hotel, two Copperfield business entities, and a construction firm that was renovating the hotel. In a complex verdict reached after several weeks of testimony, but only about 2 hours of deliberation, the state civil court jury in Las Vegas found negligence by Copperfield, the hotel, and Copperfield's company Backstage disappearing. But jurors found no liability for each of those named in the lawsuit, and instead found Cox 100% responsible for his own injuries.
So what were the injuries again?
We'll tell you.
Okay.
The verdict means the Coxes cannot seek monetary damages. Cox testified that he suffered brain and other injuries in a fall while stagehands urged him and others to run during an illusion that appeared to make as many as 13 audience volunteers disappear on stage and reappear moments later, waving flashlights in the back of the theater. His lawyer, Benedict Morelli, told jurors during closing arguments that the trick was inherently dangerous and that Copperfield should be held partially liable for Cox's injuries. 4 years ago, attorneys estimated that Cox had racked up more than $400,000 in medical costs. Copperfield's lawyers lost a bid to close the courtroom to the public to prevent disclosure of the secrets about the illusion. At least 55,000 audience volunteers had taken part in the trick over 17 years, according to Copperfield and the show's executive producer, Chris Kenner. So he's been using the same trick for two decades and has had over 55,000 people participate.
That's a bunch of people.
Jurors learned that in about 60 to 90 seconds, stagehands ushered the randomly chosen participants past dark curtains, down passageways, around corners, outdoors, indoors, and through a kitchen to re-enter the theater for the show's finale. Quote, I was having a good time up until I was injured, Cox testified. He's a former chef from Kent, said he fell hard on his right side and could not recall getting up to finish the illusion in November of 2013. Afterward, Cox said that he had received medical treatment from paramedics and a hospital for shoulder and other injuries. Copperfield said no one had ever been hurt in nearly 20 years performing the illusion. He said he stopped performing it in 2015.
So how did the guy trip and fall?
It's not clear. He just fell. So, I mean, maybe he was,
Yeah, like, I'm guessing running down a hallway, there might have been something that got knocked over and he tripped over. I'm just trying to, figure out.
He's 57 years old, This happened in 2013, so he would have been 52 at that time. Maybe he wasn't in the best of health. to begin with. Perhaps running was something that he wasn't or shouldn't have been doing in you know, whatever condition that he was in. But either way, he fell while he was running, and I'm sorry, but unless the hotel had just finished mopping that section of the floor.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, like, was there a trip hazard and a sign that said caution trip hazard, and he didn't caution?
I mean, we don't get the details. This is a very brief story, just kind of letting us know that Copperfield was found negligent, but ultimately not found responsible in this particular case. So, I mean, if you're going to go for a run, you know,
don't do it around a magician in a show.
You're the one who's responsible. I mean, Daryl, you do a lot of running. If you're running on the city of Keene's streets, you know they're in bad shape.
Right.
So you try not to step on the cracks, right? You try not to run within the areas that could sprain an ankle or something like that.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe the guy didn't realize what he was getting into, and maybe Copperfield shouldn't be choosing older people to go for a run through a hotel or something like that. You could make all those arguments.
You make the guy sound like he's an old wizened senile. But
no, I'm not saying that. I mean, 57 isn't that old. Or in his case, 52, when the injury occurred. It's not that old, but at the same time, some people aren't that sprightly.
I think it probably has to do with his hospital bill and the fact that he's having a hard time paying it.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt about it.
If it was up to $400,000, like this report says, then he's got to sue somebody in order to... If that's coming up...
So what... Did he, like, break every bone in his body and was on life support?
Damage. He claims brain damage from the fall.
Dislocated shoulder, chronic pain, and a lesion on his brain.
Yeah.
He said.
Right.
Are there medical records this up? Like, there's got to be if he's got $400,000 worth of medical bills, he's got to have some records.
Yeah, there was weeks in court. I mean, this was apparently a very long-running trial that we just now heard about here for the first time on Free Talk Live. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. David Copperfield in the news. You don't hear a whole lot about him these days.
Do you think David Copperfield is a psychopath?
Well, that was one of the things that we started out
David
here
Blaine,
tonight.
Possibly.
Why? Is he the one, the street magician?
Street magician.
And he's got the, I forget what the name of that TV show is. There's even the Onion thing about, and nobody's heard from David Blaine in a while. Maybe they should check to see if he died in one of those things.
One of those things, yeah.
So he's the guy, he wound up getting an NBC special several years ago where he said, I'm going to set the world record for holding my breath longer than anybody else.
Right.
Even though he'd never done it before, and he wound up not holding his breath anywhere near the record time.
Really?
But they had this hour-long special for him.
Made a big deal about it. Yeah.
He's also got the record for, like, laying in an ice coffin for longer than anybody's ever laid in an ice coffin. And he's got some really cool things.
Yeah.
But at the same time, some of the stuff, it's like, yeah, like, this guy is the devil.
I know why you like David Blaine so much, because you're into them wrestling characters, and he is kind of a wrestling guy. He's got the persona. Yeah, he's got that whole...
He's skinny.
He could be a wrestler if he was just put on some meat.
Okay,
but
a lot of meat.
He's got the same...
You know what? Jimmy Havoc does put off a David Blaine vibe.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, he does sort of have this vibe of, I'm the devil,
It's like a larger-than-life character sort of thing.
He's a good man. You got to give the guy credit. I mean, he's
there's
a good
one
magician.
Of the street magician things that he does where he slaps a piece of newspaper over a window of like a storefront and he shoves his hand through the newspaper and then grabs something off of the shelf inside the shop window.
Yeah, that's a pretty good trick.
And it's like, how does
he do that?
Yeah, how? What?
Toll-free number tonight here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want. Let's change over to the Border Patrol, Daryl. You got a story out of our very own New Hampshire.
Yeah, a story comes from NHPR. That's New Hampshire Public Radio. Mm-hmm. They say U.S. Customs and Border Protection began operating an immigration checkpoint on Interstate 93 in Woodstock on Sunday.
Again.
The checkpoint ran until Tuesday.
This is the same town in northern New Hampshire where they operated a checkpoint not quite a year ago, and were also they got in some hot water legally with the ACLU filing a suit against them and getting a victorious result, but only in district court. So I guess that's why they're still at it, because the courts.
And it was a limited victory as well.
Yeah, we'll
get into it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The court, district court ruled that it was unconstitutional, as I understood it. But we'll get more information here, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
For a long time, we've had people asking about, where do I find libertarian-friendly businesses? And we've never really had a good answer until now. Liberty.menu is a thing, and it's a very good thing. In fact, glad it's out there because it's easy to use, and it's a great Liberty business directory. It's also got entries for digital content creators and also events. So, for instance, the upcoming ForkFest is listed there at liberty.menu, and you can create whatever entry you want. There's also a bit of a social networking aspect to the site. Of course, you can leave ratings and reviews for businesses that you have done business with over at liberty.menu. It's a map-based business directory for freedom lovers. And by freedom lovers, I mean individuals who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, then you should be either listing your businesses over at liberty.menu, or you should be looking for libertarian businesses to do business with, or both, over at liberty.menu, because it's totally free to use the site, so there's really no reason not to do this. Go to liberty.menu to get started tonight. As we continue here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, we're talking about the Border Patrol checkpoints back in New Hampshire, not on the border, but within
Correct.
The state. So within,
yes.
You know, I don't know how many miles from the border it is, but Woodstock, New Hampshire, it's not near the border.
Yeah, isn't the federal rule like 100 miles or something?
That is BS, according to, I believe, the ACLU. I believe that it's not... For whatever reason,
or it's not defined at all.
They tend to be within 100 miles of the border, but that does not mean that they have to be within 100
right.
miles of the
so
border.
So there have been challenges on checkpoints that have been within 100 miles of the border, and those have been ruled as constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the problems is with the interpretation of border. And my understanding is that any port of entry is technically a border.
So an international airport.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Kansas City International Airport, where they have international flights, and there's a border patrol or a customs station, that technically then becomes a border.
Yeah. But
the
regardless,
coast is a border.
I'm pretty sure the ACLU came out with a statement a few years ago saying this is a myth, this 100-mile thing, there is no such restriction.
Right.
You know, they just happen to do it within 100 miles most of the time. If they wanted to do something in the middle of BF nowhere.
Right.
You know,
but again, based on the extended definition
I see what you're saying.
Within 100 miles of any port of entry, there might only be like 3 square inches
yeah.
in the middle of, you know, like Montana.
Right, yeah. Somewhere in the out west, there's probably some places where they, you know, it's not going to qualify. But again, that is not a qualification. It's just a mythology. They're, from
right.
what I read in the past, and again, I don't have that article handy at this time, but the fact
right.
is, if they want to set up a checkpoint somewhere, they're going to just set it up wherever the hell they damn well please.
Right. And you had mentioned about the court victory last year, and the article
in
actually mentions it.
Yeah.
Says during a checkpoint last year in the same area, the use of a drug-sniffing dog led to drug possession charges for several U.S. citizens. But earlier this month, a New Hampshire judge ruled that the evidence obtained during those warrantless searches was not admissible. So it was only the use of the drug-sniffing dog. It was not the existence of the checkpoint.
Damn it.
That was ruled as being unconstitutional. That's why I said it was a very limited victory.
Daryl, if
That's
we legalize marijuana this year, do you think they're going to have to kill that dog?
It's not going to happen this year.
No. And you're talking about the report where some Illinois cop said if we legalize cannabis, we'll have to kill the police dog.
Yeah.
Apparently, either that was a misquote because there was a follow-up.
Yeah, Will Coley had done a follow-up on the
yeah.
Call to Freedom where he, I guess they interviewed that cop, mm-hmm. and he was like, hey, if I misinformed you on this or misspoke, we don't have to kill the dog.
I think something. They probably quoted him correctly. He probably just didn't mean to say
it
like
back?
That. Yeah, I think
yeah.
he took it back.
Yeah. So continuing on here again, this checkpoint ran from Sunday through Tuesday. There were a total of 17 people, quote, who did not have legal immigration status who were arrested. Those arrests were from countries including Brazil, Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, Indonesia, Korea, Mexico, Montenegro, Ukraine, and Uzbekistan.
Wow.
Swanton Sector Acting Chief Patrol Agent.
So almost all of them were brown people, basically.
Some shade of brown, yeah. Yes. Swanton Sector Acting Chief Patrol Agent Robert Garcia said in a statement on Tuesday, checkpoint operations are a critical enforcement tool for our enforcement of our immigration laws and are a part of our defense in-depth strategy. In addition to technology, manpower, and intelligence, checkpoints help to deny access to major routes of egress away from the border and into our communities in the interior of the United States.
I just love the what was it? The defense what strategy?
It's part of our defense in-depth strategy.
Our defense in-depth strategy. We need defense from these peaceful men and women who want to come here and work hard and make a better life for themselves.
And take our jobs.
Yeah.
Gross. So there was one guy that got interviewed by NPR, Thomas Labor, said he was returning from a camping trip when he went through the checkpoint. Quote, all they did was rolled down the windows and said,
are you a U.S.
Hello,
citizen?
Folks. Are you U.S. citizens? We said, yes. And they said, you can go. He said there were also officers with patrol dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought the dogs back, even though they...
Maybe they weren't drug-sniffing dogs.
Maybe they were therapy dogs.
Well, they also have people-sniffing dogs, so they look for bodies, for instance, or live humans. So that could have been...
Bob-sniffing dogs as well, possibly,
too.
Maybe.
Yeah. So Keene
yeah,
police...
because all of those Canadians bringing in fireworks or something...
Fireworks are legal in New Hampshire.
Right, but they're explosives. Dogs will smell them.
Well, again, there's different types of dogs that are trained for specific purposes. So in Keene, where we live, for instance, at least the last I heard, I know they retired the one dog they had, so I'm...
Patriot.
Well, they got a new dog. Guess what its name is? I mean, what would you think a good Imperial trooper's name would be?
Padawan?
Yeah, I don't know.
The other guy is Vader.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
The dog's name is Vader.
Anakin.
Yep. It's just sick.
Damn. So, at least the last dog, I don't know about Vader. I have not looked into this dog. But the previous dog was a human-sniffing dog. They would use that dog to find a missing child or...
Well, that's,
you know,
all right. But so what dogs were they using in the schools a couple of years ago? The drug-sniffing dogs. Whose dog was that?
Probably drug task force would be my guess. They probably brought him in for that.
So continuing on with the article, Labor said, when we were in traffic in the beginning, there was an officer walking up and down the traffic, kind of looking in the ditches and on the side of the road. And then when we got closer, they walked dogs up and down the sides of the cars. Spokesperson for Border Patrol confirmed the canine patrol in a statement and clarified that neither Woodstock law enforcement nor New Hampshire State Police were involved in the operation. He said canines are being utilized as...
Wait, no New Hampshire law enforcement?
That's the claim.
It's outrageous.
Canines are being utilized as they are a key asset at checkpoints to identify instances of human smuggling. Border Patrol canines are dual trained on the scents of both concealed humans and narcotics.
Oh, interesting. So they can dual train them. I was not aware of that.
I knew that they could train them on multiple things. They generally don't train them on more than two things.
More coming up here at 855 450 free. We can't secede fast enough. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live if you want to join us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, they are hosting a field day to encourage youth sports participation
and introduce intended appointees to the Presidential Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. The president also spoke about just how vital sports is to life.
The skills learned out on the track field and the court and the diamond and the gridiron and the golf course and those tennis courts are skills that will serve young Americans for the rest of their lives. I want to thank all of the council members who are here with us today. Incredible group of people.
Missouri prosecutors agreed to drop one of the two felony criminal cases against former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens after the governor's attorney said he would resign. Greitens announced yesterday that he is stepping down from office on Friday. This afternoon, a New York grand jury indicted Harvey Weinstein on criminal sexual act charges and rape. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And Free Talk Live brought to you by Zencash. You've heard about Bitcoin. You know about that. It's the world's first cryptocurrency. But since Bitcoin, there have been a heck of a lot more cryptocurrencies out there. And it's a bit overwhelming. In fact, it's impossible to actually know what they all are. There's more than 1,500 of them that are cataloged over at coinmarketcap.com. So where do you start? Well, we'd recommend looking at Zencash. It is a cryptocurrency created by Voluntarius back in 2017. So it's got the philosophy of liberty backing it. So that's a good thing. In addition, they've got some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity, so you can actually use Zencash privately, unlike Bitcoin. So it's got some really awesome things behind it. It's relatively new on the scene, so now might be a good time to go and learn more about it. Check out their white paper and their website. The white paper, which, by the way, actually mentions voluntarism, which I thought was pretty cool when I was reading it. Zencash.com is where you can go there, and you can get involved. You can run a secure node, as over 11,000 other people are doing, which means that Zencash is one of the most secure networks out there amongst the hundreds of them, over 1,000. So Zencash.com, you can learn a lot more about it there. That's Zencash.com.
And if you don't have any Zen yet, there is good news. The Zen faucet has reopened.
Right on. Where does one go for that? Is it
GetZen.cash?
Is that related to the Zencash organization, or is it somebody separate from them?
I don't know who is running it. But I did see in the Telegram group earlier today that the Zen faucet is back up.
Cool.
And to make sure that there's not spammers, you do have to register an account.
So
a name,
yep.
an email address, and then click a verification email. You can use it once every 20 hours.
GetZen.cash. Check that out. And don't forget ZenCash.com. You want to learn more about the crypto itself. All right. Well, here we are again. Coming up, we're going to get into China, but it's been a while since we've seen one of these stories, and they're just always so sad. Yet another young boys, I guess, in this case, 6 years old, one of them.
Budding entrepreneurs.
They've been clipped off. They were budding, but unfortunately the police have clipped off their buds and have just turned them into stems because they were shut down when they tried to run a lemonade stand.
Welcome to bureaucracy, young kid.
Welcome to the real world. Yep, you got to ask government permission if you want to raise money for charity by selling lemonade, according to Denver police. The story from thedenverchannel.com. Being a mom can be a delicate balance, one that Jennifer Knowles knows all too well. She just earned her PhD while raising three rambunctious boys with her husband. The balance Knowles and parents all over the world face is loving and supporting their kids while teaching them about things like responsibility to lay the foundation for their futures. That was exactly what Knowles was trying to do this Memorial Day in her Stapleton neighborhood. You know, that holiday where people, like, celebrate American freedom or whatever.
It's the beginning of summer.
The sacrifice of our men and women who fought for our freedom.
Quote, we...
Freedom to have a lemonade stand.
Yes.
That's what you thought.
That's what they thought.
Quote, we have never had a lemonade stand, and the boys thought Memorial Day weekend's going to be great weather, so why not have a lemonade stand across the street in the park, Knowles said. Like many, she made and sold lemonade during her summers as a kid. She appreciates all of life, the life lessons that come along with the idea. She said, quote, I want to teach my kids about being an entrepreneur and having your own business. My six-year-old got his little toy cash register out that he got when he was about two or three, and he was learning how to interact with customers and about customer service. This is important stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah, this is an important lesson to learn, and there's no better time than when you're younger to start learning this stuff.
Stop giving your kids trophies and give them cash, toy cash registers, and send them out to the other side of the street.
Right. So, and you know, we know there are teenagers and people in their early 20s who've never held a job in their lives. They don't know how to run a cash register. They don't know anything about customer service.
And they've got $40,000 of student debt.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and a lot of that has to do with all kinds of weird occupational licensing laws, the ever-increasing minimum wage, to where it basically prices teenagers out of the job market.
Well, but my point is there's the difference between the kind of parent who wants to actually, you know, teach their kids entrepreneurship,
right,
and the kind of parent who wants to protect their children from any outside influence. Can't have a job.
Remember the story that we covered? I forget if it was this past winter or the previous winter about the kids in New Jersey. I say kids; they were high schoolers that were going around knocking on neighbors' yard or neighbors' doors, saying, "We'll shovel your driveway for money," and they were charged with running a business without a license.
He was also learning about the value of money and practicing his addition and subtraction skills. All of the money from the stand was going to go to charity. The boys were planning on donating all of their proceeds to Compassion International. She says, quote, we're very fortunate. We here are very fortunate, and we forget that many kids in the world are not as fortunate as we are in Colorado or in the country, and so I wanted to teach them how to donate money to a charity, she said. Now, you know, to me, I think that's fine. But ultimately, even if they were going to pocket the money and go and buy a video game with it,
right,
I don't care what they do with it. They should be able to do whatever they want with their own money that they earn legitimately from selling lemonade to people who wanted to buy it. But not in America. Not today. Together, the sons picked a child in Indonesia to help provide basic necessities for, including clean water. She says they picked a little five-year-old boy from Indonesia with siblings, two siblings, kind of like them. For a while, things were going well with the stand, which they set up in a park right across the street from their house near an outdoor art show. Knowles said, quote, they got a lot of people coming and praising the boys and telling them they were doing a great job. And that was so good for my boys to hear and for them to interact with people that they've never met before in a business way. And talk about a good, you know, lesson here of, hey, even though these are strangers, you can still talk to these people.
Yes.
and do business with them.
Right.
Voluntary interactions with other people. You know, you have something they want. They have something you want. Money for your charity.
But just a half hour into their business venture, police arrived. Quote, the police officers came over and they said because my boys and I didn't have permits for a lemonade stand, they shut us down and we had to stop immediately.
Yeah, I think if they had done this in their own yard, nothing would have happened. The fact that they were at In this case, yes.
No.
If they had not been at this event, there was an event taking place.
They were at a park across the street from their yard.
With an event taking place, and they did not rent out and get a permit.
No.
For that area.
That wasn't it.
If any of the events here in Keene, if you tried to have done that, the same thing would have happened. But if you had your lemonade stand up in your own yard, it would have been just fine. I see them all the time here in Keene.
The cops came and targeted a lemonade stand years ago that was happening in Railroad Square in Keene while there was no event happening whatsoever.
Again, it's a semi-city property.
Well, yeah.
Railroad Square is city property. It's one of two places that are listed as common.
And to be fair.
Yeah, the way people treated it, you wouldn't know that. But yes, it is city property.
To be fair, this was a civil disobedience event that was announced in advance, and the cops were there waiting for us to show up. There was actually a lemonade stand in this neighborhood a few years ago, and it was unmolested.
I see them all the time.
But we've read stories where people have been attacked by the police for lemonade stands in their own front yards.
Right. Yes.
So I don't think that just setting it up in your front yard, like if there was an event happening and the park was across the street from their front yard and they set this up in their front yard, that's not going to stop the police from coming over.
Once they've made their mind up, yes, but I think that they would have been less likely to have been...
Now, you're giving them too much credit.
I disagree.
There's too many of these stories, and many of them happen in front yards.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
She says my boys were crushed, they were devastated, and I can't believe this happened. I remember as a child, I always had lemonade stands and never had to worry about being shut down by police officers. She says, I mean, that's unheard of. Well, sorry, lady, it's not unheard of. It's just your first time experiencing this.
Right. For people that aren't news junkies or, you know, otherwise keeping an eye on this, they've probably never heard these things.
Right. And, you know, if it was something about, you're supposed to have a permit to sell at this particular event, you know, they would have said something. Instead, it was just, no, you need a permit, period, to sell, right? A vendor's permit from the city. There's more coming up here from this story on the way. Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. We're talking about these dastardly children thinking they can just open up a lemonade stand without any permission from the government. Well, the Denver police showed them over Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, they could have dirty, nasty sewer water
That's true. Those pitchers.
They could get some old people sick.
It might not have been lemonade at all. Could have been poison.
Could have been a dastardly trick.
So, we're sharing with you yet another story of more young people in the United States being targeted by the police. We'll continue with that story.
What do you think this is? The land of the free or something?
Some people thought that, and this lady was surprised. You know, the mother was shocked by this. She said it was unheard of.
I'm so free, I got the permits and licenses to prove it.
But it's not unheard of. Sadly, this is definitely not the first time we've heard of this. It is, I don't know how many times we've talked about this same story. Just happens in different places over different time periods, and it's just a matter of time. You know, if your kids have a lemonade stand and the cops don't show up, you're lucky.
Yes.
You know, maybe somebody didn't snitch you out because somebody called them, right? Like somebody, there was a bunch of people who came by who were like, hey, this is great, you know, thanks kids, or good job, you young entrepreneurs. You know, lots of positive comments were made to the boys, and then a half hour later, the police showed up.
And yeah, you're absolutely right, though. The busybodies out there are just as bad as these individuals, these cops who were enforcing these stupid laws.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
But the busybodies are a big part of the problem as well.
I'd love to, if I were in Denver, it'd be interesting to file like a Freedom of Information Act request on the Denver Police Department to get a copy of the anonymous tip or whoever it was that tipped off the police to, you know, get the phone audio.
If there was, I mean, if this was an event, so you might have had two cops just walking around.
Could have been.
Yeah.
She says, my six-year-old, this is from the DenverChannel.com, says my six-year-old, he saw the police officers coming over and he ran and hid.
What?
Isn't that interesting that at age six, this boy is already aware that you do not want to trust the cops?
He ran. That means he's guilty.
He's guilty.
Surprised the cops didn't shoot him.
Right.
And his little dog, too.
She's lucky they didn't sick a dog on him, tear his arm off or something. She says, my four-year-old came over and was looking at the police officer and heard what he was saying. He started to frown, and then he started to cry. and it made me want to cry because they were so upset.
It makes me want to cry, and I don't even know these people.
Noel said someone from the nearby art show called police on her sons and complained. She says, the police officers, they couldn't have been nicer, but someone complained about us.
No, they could have been nicer and just left you the right. hell alone and yeah. gone about their business
right.
and, you know, looked for somebody that was actually harming other people.
Right, lady, they threatened you. They threatened you nicely. You know, they were friendly when they issued the threats.
I'm going to have to ask you to close down your lemonade stand because you don't have all the proper permits.
Well, that wasn't have to ask. Have to ask is a request, right? That's a way the police will request that you let them search your car by saying, I have to ask you.
Right, and they're legally telling the truth because
they have to ask.
Or go get a warrant, and they don't have probable cause, so
they have to ask. In this case, this was not an ask. This was a, you need to close this down or else.
Right.
And so this is a threat. Just because the police officers issue the threat in as kind of a manner as possible, because they would like you to not believe that it's a threat. But ultimately, if you were to continue operating the lemonade stand, she knows what's going to happen. At some level, she's aware that if they continue to sell lemonade, something bad is going to happen to
them. This is when a parent's, could be a parent's worst nightmare, where if she's not sitting next to them holding their hands,
mm-hmm.
this is when they get children's services involved.
Oh, God.
And they truck your kids off who, you know, were trying to just do a good deed, a good service to the community. And I think that, yeah, she most definitely pulled the plug on this because they've got that over her head.
Knowles said that she's done some research and found that Utah passed a law last year allowing for child-run lemonade stands and other small businesses to operate without a permit. She wants something similar to be passed in Colorado. Denver 7 reached out to the permitting department. A spokesbureaucrat said there are no rules explicitly prohibiting a lemonade stand, but there are also no rules protecting it. So, therefore, it's not allowed.
So this reminds me of the case, and it's probably been 7, maybe 8 years. Meg McLean, who used to live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, used to live here in this building.
She went down to D.C. with several other people and did some lemonade liberation thing.
Got arrested.
They had a lemonade stand on the Capitol Hill property.
Yeah.
They were arrested for not having a permit. I then, after hearing that they were arrested, started doing some research. There's no such thing as a permit to vend on Capitol Hill, which is why ultimately they had their charges dropped. But they were arrested for having a permit that they could not get.
For not having a permit that they couldn't get, correct. But it got them out of the park, which is what the police wanted to happen. Let's go to Dodger. He's in Kalamazoo, Michigan, listening online. Hello, Dodger.
Hello. Well, first off, the subject that I wanted to bring up, I wish that this guy's parents would have maybe taught him a little thing or two about maybe running a lemonade stand. I couldn't tell you how many lemonade stands I ran as a kid, and I certainly never got chased off. But
well, times have changed.
Yeah, apparently so. And I'm not even that old. I mean, I'm only 35. And
mm-hmm.
At either rate, there's this guy apparently, but I've kind of been following it on the news that his parents actually literally had to evict him at the age of 30.
His own parents?
Yeah, I heard about this. And he sued them in court asking for tenants' rights.
Oh, God.
He was not paying rent, and so that's why it really became an issue.
Well, he probably didn't have a lease. Because he was their son, right?
Well, right.
The craziest thing is...
Go ahead.
Oh, and I think that Daryl was probably just about to bring this up, is that they actually offered to give him money to get his own place. And he still fought them in court.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't hear about the thing where they offered money. I had just heard that, you know, like, they told him, all right, kid, you gotta leave. And he's like...
Kid is right.
But... You need to give me some time, and you know, there's tenant right laws here.
Oh my! I'm gonna make a guess that this kid,
yeah,
was never sent out to set up lemonade stands and make his own money. This is a trophy kid.
Mom and daddy's at fault here.
And that's why I brought that up. I don't know why the whole lemonade stand kind of sparked sparked me remembering this to call about it, but it, I mean, it, that would be my guess is, maybe if mommy and daddy had sent him out there to learn a little responsibility.
Right.
I mean, he's a father too. And
it's not hard to be a father. Or a dad. What did I say? It's hard to be a father, not a dad.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, I mean, if you look at the news, I mean, apparently he had moved out at some point in his early childhood, or no, early adulthood. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. And
decided he didn't like this whole adulting thing. Went back to his mom's house.
Yeah, and they've been trying to get him to leave for like 6 years. I think they said on the news when I saw him. And the dude's made made national news. Like I've seen videos of him on like CNN and I think another national, and everybody is the hosts of these shows, they ask him the same thing. Really, you're 30 years old and your parents have to evict you. I mean, I emancipated myself at the age of 17. I just, at the age of 17, I said, all right, I'm old enough. I got, actually, at the time, I had 3 jobs. It's just like, all right, I don't want your rules anymore. I don't want to live with you anymore. And I just emancipated myself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember as a young guy, that was my ultimate goal, was to get out of the house. That's what I was living for.
There's I found the story here. There's an update on this story from today at the New York Post. Headline, deadbeat son facing eviction doesn't know how to pack up his room.
But he knows the tenant laws, though.
The jobless 30-year-old who still lives with his parents in his parents' home is scrambling to pack up his mess of a room as eviction day looms, and he deals with his newfound notoriety. Michael Rotondo is coming off a whirlwind week of media interviews and a trip to Texas to appear on conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' radio show for $3,000 after the story of his parents suing to evict him went viral. But now, Rotondo has only 2 days, Friday at noon, to leave his parents' place in Camillus, which he's called home for the past 8 years.
You know, I'm wondering if this is almost a little bit of a Jerry Springer kind of a vibe. You know, the people who go on there, they know they're deadbeats. They know their stories are crazy.
They're making money off it.
Look at this guy. He's going all over the place. His parents might even be in on it.
Doctor, thanks for bringing this to our attention. We'll look further into it. I appreciate hearing from you. I'd heard something about this guy going on Alex Jones, but I didn't know anything about the story. It sounds pretty outrageous here. More on the way. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3's next.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.